All right, welcome, 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 welcome. This is Project of Youth Q. Thank you so much for the people.space and BBS Radio. Hey, keep your subscriptions going. This is how we get a hold of you here as we merge with other opportunities here, getting down to the end here. So keep your projects flowing so there'll never be an end. Need all your ideas, all your suggestions, and watch what happens when we all stay together. So thank you so much for all your subscriptions, donations, everything. It's working out very well. Timing on this planet is getting very fun now. And I feel I have a guest with me today. Is this the mermaid going to join us today?
Hello. Yes, it is. I was hoping to have caught sunshine, but I'm a little late. But here I am now.
Sunshine. Rob.
I caught the end. That was really awesome, by the way, what you guys were talking about. That was great. The last 5 minutes or so. Beautiful.
Yeah, so today, go ahead and call in with any and all topics. I'll wait for the phone lines to populate, but there's a couple opportunities we could observe that I get the privilege to see to be a resource for you. And that is time stamping, cutting and pasting, deception, and time stamping with clones. And so recently, I had the opportunity to watch cloning in a timeline that was constructed for...
Just for us.
So I'm watching, and I'll go into great detail in the future, but it's just to stimulate the conversation for the future. So we were able to set a schedule to go and do some traveling and experience a place that's special to us. And what we observed is when we initiated the timing and scheduling, it was easier for the time stamping and cutting and pasting to happen with clones. But what was very interesting is the consistency of the cloning and time stamping of these, what you're considering are humans, was very irregular, which showed me how weak they're getting at driving this methodology, this process, this engineering. I'll give you an example. So we, the mermaid and I, would take a walk in our in a place that we prefer scheduled. We scheduled it because we had other things we wanted to do. And so we agreed to meet for a place where we would walk. And we came across a couple who were walking, too, with their dog. And we're walking with our dog as well. And they don't talk to us. But our dog is annoyed by them, so we instantly our ears are up because the dog has special capabilities. Anyway, they don't really talk to us. They say, sorry, our dog is rude. Our dog is rude, too. Sorry, goodbye. And then we continue walking for another 15, 20 minutes and run into the exact same couple, except the only thing that's same about them is their clothes. So the bodies were completely different, but their clothes are identical. And there was no dog. Is that a fair statement?
It's just like there's more detail than that. It's more complex than that. You really got to explain how bizarre it was from the minute we went somewhere very remote and there's never anyone in this area. And so as soon as we see the people, we know from the get-go it has that it's engineered because we just know that already. So when we see them up ahead. But then, yes, the story happened, etc. But when they came, we knew it was going to happen where we'd come across them again. We were, like, waiting for it, and we already know that they're clones, but this just confirms it. And we walk past face to face, and they're different faces this time. Completely, like, even ethnicity-wise, but identical clothing. Like, I recall a lady's shoes and boots, like, brand. Like, I recall everything about the first version, and it was identical the second version, but they were different people. So it's pretty deep. You could talk a whole show about it because you need, because to explain clones and the way the aliens use it is just, I mean, you could do an hour on that in, easy. So where you want to go, but it's, and it doesn't just happen in our reality, which I didn't mean that before when it was special treatment for us, everyone, this is what's happening to us all. Often people will go, did I just see that? I swear those people were different before. And didn't they have a dog the first time? But they'd be like, I don't know what just happened, and just think that they imagined it. But that is what is happening. We're glitching out. In short, the Matrix is glitching out, right? So it's not matching up the way it used to.
Yes.
The fake stuff that they manufacture.
Yeah, and then I was prepared to go even deeper. So who's driving that machine, that software package?
And why? What would be the motive?
And why? And that is to get some kind of participation out of us. Doesn't really matter what, as long as they can keep up with us.
To come up in, yeah, into our dimension, pretty much.
That's right. So if we don't have a timeline with them, they don't have a timeline at all.
Right.
And they're fortunate enough to find a body, let alone stay in a body.
Mm.
It is that easy to cut and paste. Sustaining life, not that easy with us, because we're getting so much stronger.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it didn't really scare you, though. It just kind of freaks you out when you see it.
Yeah, it was like,
okay, wait a minute. You're wearing the same clothes as the last couple, but there's two people wearing the same clothes as the last people, but you are not the same people. And by the way, it looks like you lost a dog on a leash.
Yes. Through a
30 minutes later, through a forest.
It's not like they went home or something and dropped the dog off. It's like 15 minutes
later. We're 20 miles from anything, and all of a sudden, two people with the exact same set of clothes. Yeah, anyway, we could bore the crowd with this one.
No, but it goes into cutting and pasting and how everything's glitching a little bit. Like people will find things missing a lot, things like that, because the cut and paste didn't match up. Like I know I put my keys right there or whatever it might be, and now they're gone. Those sort of things are, I think, are getting pretty common. People might notice that. You're not going crazy. Good. Don't worry. The reality is just falling apart. The old reality.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so BBS, I'm gonna be running around a little bit on the list here. There's so many callers. Want to do my best to be entertaining for everyone and be courteous to you all. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much for helping so many people when you are brave and educate us what you're experiencing in your life. There is a call from Marcus from Germany. I believe it's on line 5. Assistance with sensory overload and poisoning. Marcus, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you for calling in. It's my great, great love to you. Please, how would you like to proceed today?
Awesome. First of all, I want to thank you so much for everything. I was so looking forward to finally connect with you. And yeah, I also love Mermi. I love her voice. I love how she's laughing, how she's giggling, and how you both interact with each other. Such good vibes.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say. Thank you so much.
How can we help you today? That was beautiful.
I feel you. Yes, beautiful.
You can probably hear my heart beating. I'm very nervous. Now I know why you said you get nervous on the radio.
Yeah.
Yes, I need a little assistance. I have a few health issues, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to go too deep into that. But I can feel so much and always have some kind of sensory overload. I have so much body sensations also. I can feel a lot of tingling and a warm heart area, for example. That's the good ones, but I also have a lot of pressure in my head, and this is constantly changing.
Very good.
Few minutes. So I'm a little isolated. I spend most of my time at home and do the commands, taking the Nanosoma, I'm getting better in just observing and not participating with what I'm experiencing. And I'm doing a lot of clearings. I'm listening to you, and I also have regular contact with someone in my country you know very well. And she told me, a lot of times already, to just give you a call if you can maybe have a look and check, because she always sees some kinds of poisoning or for my body and also for the spirit. There's always some fluid metal, something like this, like mercury involved.
Yes, maybe, very good.
Maybe you can help.
Thank you so much for putting me in your light. I appreciate it very much. It's very endearing to me. And you're in very good hands whenever you're working with our mutual friend there. What is normal for our, say, graduation of ascension is to have tremendous sensory overlords is what I would call it. So when we create this much chaos and this much technology, and we're getting so savvy and intelligent at the same time, knowledge, and doing our best to translate it is a very common war we have on ascension cycles. So if I can get you so sensitive and then fill your bucket up and you can't see what direction it's coming from is a pretty good tool, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely.
And you only have one choice, and that is to quit participating. Easier said than done, I know. In your region and in your bloodline, you have an epigenetic poisoning, as your mentor and or helper has said. It's easily solved, though. Because of the genetics in that corridor, if we were to standardize the type of humans that live in that whole corridor from north to south, do my best not to name a country, but you'll see that you are engineered to be savvier, to have more capability, which you're calling sensory overlord, overloaded. I call them overlords. So now I've got you however I want you, and I'm not going to give you the solution. And the solution is stop the brain. Not easy to do, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, so now you have the ability to see so much and know so much and watch them compete now. So I've had many super psychics come to me. I did not ask for this. I don't want to know all this information. It is very common disease, very common. And so now all of us who are getting our feet underneath us and going, okay, this is real, we'll now divert, we might ask, not tell, what is the healing modality we need when we can see the truth in everything and pick up messages from all over the universe, let alone our own planet. So now what are you going to do with that when you're so sensitive and so nimble at the same time, and you only have one way out of this, and that is to stop thinking? Does that help?
Yeah. In some kind. So is it just the brain? So it's just the thinking. So even when I do things I'm excited about, for example, to go for a walk in the woods, and I still feel kind of knocked out, it's just the brain.
Yep. So examining information is what we're starting to do more and more. Yeah, I can see that that's a plane crashing, but I'm not emotionally attached to it. I'm examining it. Things of do you put them in compartments is another healing solution. It was a very bad phone call I had with my lawyer. Somebody attacked me at the hardware store. Put them in compartments and watch how the brain wants to infuse emotions.
Can you explain how the difference between examining information, you know, through your heart, through your knowledge, which we do, we all do, but maybe explain to the listeners that, and this gentleman, the difference between that and thinking? So I think sometimes we get these awakened callers and they're what set wondering or worried that they're thinking. They don't know the difference necessarily. It's like, no, actually, they're a lot of the time they're just really, delving into true information inside them. There's a difference. Can you explain that better?
Thank you.
That's relevant.
Yes, and I'll always work at erring on how you perceive information, but I'm doing my best with the language we have here. If I look at how the brain works, and where does information come from? You'll never be able to standardize where information comes from in your brain versus where it comes from your heart. You can standardize with your heart, though. The reason being is the brain can pick up a message from me stating your name halfway around the world. It can pick up that message. So when you hang up and I say, hey, man, how are you doing today? You can actually get that message. All right, now try and translate that into your whole family is in a disagreement with you. I watched a horror movie, the news, podcast. All of that now can be stored. Well, you can store it and keep it in your memory bank, so to speak, epigenetically or otherwise. Or you can just look at it and watch it pass by. So it is an Achilles heel for me because I've always let it pass by. And then you have taught me and many others, you're storing information and it's making you sick, annoyed, whatever word you like. We're really good at remembering everything is what I'm doing my best to explain. Stop remembering anything. Nature is perfect for that. Beautiful question. Beautiful question. Thank you for your call. That is amazing to have that much faith in yourself and ourselves. Thank you so much for your call.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Did we answer the question?
Yeah, so BBS has got me moving
okay,
on.
Okay,
right?
Cool.
Let's see. All right, boy, we got some legacy repeats here I got to get to. Let's see how we're doing here. Let's do Howard from South Carolina, I believe he's on line 4. When do I say no and when I am actually helping and when I'm not? Howard on line 4, are you there, Howard?
Hi, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, go man, go.
Oh, great. I can't believe it. This is the second time I got through to you. This is great. Anyway, I've got that. Can I make a comment, too? It's about mermaids. I just, before I got on here, I read something. I hope it's good intel. It says that mermaid Melania Trump is disclosing a recording from mermaids. And it's got a lot of really interesting information on it. She made it before, her time in England. And I don't know if it's true or not, but boy, I'm going to go back and look at it when I get off of here. Anyway, are you familiar with that? Or does it make any come out as anything you know about?
It's called propaganda for a reason. Come on, it's called propaganda for a reason.
It's Melania Trump is the one that's going to be, playing it or whatever. Okay, well, never mind. Oh, thank you for Ron Amatron videos. My gosh, they're great, the ones that are on for the people. Anyway, and then on to my question. I'm sorry.
It's okay. And the question is?
When do I say no? My kids have been teaching me quite a bit about when I'm helping and when I'm not helping or enabling or, I'm going to be doing these projects and, you know, I, I, sometimes I'm so anxious to share all of the stuff I'm learning, but I go overboard, and I need to like pull back a little bit, listen more, and you know, be able to observe when people. I don't know. It's kind of like the dark appearing as light, and I've been trusting and helping people, and then just get to a point where I feel like I'm not helping anymore.
Right. So is it okay to ask a couple questions?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So notice that the way we used to get involved with situations repetitively and solve the problem, we fix the thing, we love those people, we care about them, we kind of like them, we kind of don't, we still have a pattern of care in us that's just built into us. We are very caring individuals, aren't we?
Yeah, to a fault, I guess. I don't know.
So now when you do things that are automatic from the way you used to do them is going to start, this is the purpose of your question. You said, how do I say no when I know I'm going to go down the rabbit hole again and everyone's telling me to say yes, et cetera, et cetera. That will be a beautiful tool for you to say, what happens if I say no? And what will the other individual express back at you? So what you told me, at least in the few words you've given, is you do not want controversy from the loved ones that you said no to. Is that fair?
Yeah, I guess so. An attitude.
I don't feel good. How about this? How about this one? Is this better? I don't feel good about saying no, but who is telling me I shouldn't say no? I really want to go left instead of right. It isn't you.
Yeah.
It's not you. I don't want to go left. Well, you have to because you have to. Doesn't work for you anymore would be a fair statement. Is that fair?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to add something else here, if I may. I was come up in the middle of the night. I get all these things coming to me. And one of them was in relation to this question is that I started looking at a lot of people in my 80 years that I've met and know and all the situations I've gone through, that it's like I could add up on my two hands the people that I know and love and would not say no to, and it's because I feel their heart.
Perfect.
I don't care if we disagree. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Our sensitivity is so powerful now. We just now work through our new processes, so to speak, in sorting our priorities is usually how we work things out for ourselves. And the ancient teachings are there for you too. Why, if I gave you 1,000 choices a minute, how are you supposed to sort when you have so much depth and feeling? How are you supposed to sort 1,000 choices in 1 minute? Not easy, is it?
Not until I get outside of time and space.
I think many parents have the same problem as you. You feel your children completely, like, as if they're you. So you want to appease them and make them happy because you feel their happiness or their disappointment. And your empathy is... it just gets stronger and stronger, and you'll just, you know, connect and read the people around you that you love more and more. So it does get hard sometimes to hold up your boundaries because we do love doing things for the ones we love, especially when we can feel what they feel. It gets confusing against what we truly feel. I don't know if that helps, but we do have to find boundaries for ourselves. And hope that the ones that love us unconditionally love us and still love us when we have to have a bit of a boundary somewhere.
Thank you for your call. Beautifully done. Beautifully done. The reason that was such a good call for me is that someone who's really examining where thought comes from, feelings come from, knowledge comes from, and taking time. Is that, that's what I got out of that. So taking the time to, before you make a decision, are you really knowing yourself and the other individual? There's so much, so much opportunity. I'm going to move to, let's say, line six, BBS season from New York Lancet for the people post about Jesus and what he knew about the heart. Susan, line six, Jesus. God damn it. Jesus
again. Hi, Q and Mermaid. Thank you so much for taking my call again.
Susan's always got a very, very beautiful, well cared for delivery.
Yes.
Can't wait to hear from you.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you. How can we support and assist you today? And or be with you?
Okay, so, yeah, I love it. I feel you both. It's beautiful, and thank you. Q, earlier you spoke about the creative trail, and your first show, Heart Mastery, was mentioned. So For the People has shared three times this. It's a fairly long quote about Jesus, and it actually, for me, also connects to something in Anastasia's book, Mermaid. So I could read the whole thing or just summarize it. I'll start and you stop me. And it states, what Jesus knew, the spirit can channel energy to move into different dimensions using plasma and vortex of the heart and using the purity of the mind to open infinite energy, zero point energy, restructure the molecular structure of atoms. What the greatest masters knew, the great awakening is connected to infinite energy, dreams to reality. And Q, you mentioned this was the dream. And it also goes on to say the door, heaven of earth, traveling between doors of creation, the choice will always be yours. And just to connect it to Anastasia in book four of the co-creation book, she spoke of her forefather images, that he created living images. And these images lived on for thousands of years. And she spoke of the power of these created images, mentioned Egypt and the secrets that they kept about them. And the last quote she said was, that I touched me, was, whatever you feel yourself to be, that is what you bring forth. So that's my question.
Beautiful.
And the question is?
Could you speak a little bit more about the heart? Could you just go more into depth? I feel like our creative abilities and all of today is so the key to how we get, when we get ourselves off timelines and enjoy and peace, to really realize the power that we have to create. For example, I cleared away a ship today. I cleared away a cloudy day the other day, and the sun, you're not kidding, Mermaid, the light is coming in. It's so brilliant. So I just asked you if you could comment more on our abilities to do that, to create.
Thank you very much. Incredibly astute, brilliant. So we work on finding one word that standardizes all the words you gave us in a way that you utilize every day that's like breathing. So I'm always looking for that one word. You don't think about breathing. You don't think about blinking your eyes, walking, etc. Maybe a little bit of that, but and you said it several times in your narrative there, and that is when you're in your dream state of creativity. So I would look for one word. Dreaming the future is projecting the future. So I mentioned a while back that if you want to see a picture of me, it will be on forthepeople.space as an, it'll look like an effigy to you, but it's actually the dream of coming into your reality of being here with you. And when you see me in physicality, we would assume you would see the origin of my light, not the physical being I'm in, yet you'll see the transformation that I create with the body. Well, I'm dreaming I want to be here and being me here. So the best I can do is remind you that when you dream, That is the horsepower, as you've heard me say. And every word you said, I agree with.
Beautiful, beautiful. Would you agree that, and you've said this many times, but just to hear it a different way, would you agree that our greatest sort of mission is to get ourselves into a state of peace and neutrality, and that's when it all turns?
If I can get you to erase the chalkboard, get you in perfect neutrality, you can play with the technology in these bodies, the intrinsics of these bodies. You can, all the molecular makeup, all the chemicals, your biosphere, but it still has to start with the dream.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you so much for such
how you simplified it. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I love you. I'll leave it there and let someone else go. Thank you so much.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So how are we going to top that one? Wow.
That was great.
I wonder.
I love what she read.
Do you notice how intense the questions are getting? Like everyone's working their tail.
Yes.
Okay. He might have something here. Let me see how it works in my life. Yeah. At least they get to. We get educated from that.
Right.
I want everyone to know that calls in, the millions and millions of people that write in and so forth, listen throughout the years. We learn way more than you'll ever learn from us because we need to know. We're thirsty to know what you're experiencing because we're all doing it in different geographies and different processes and methodologies. And then we just look at it and examine it and standardize. Maybe there's another way to live here that we would enjoy or do it the same. Okay. Do we do it again? Do we do it again?
Which one?
Do we let Aloha on?
I knew you were going to say Aloha.
Do we let her on in again?
Of course.
She's a rock star. She's going to take my show. I can already tell. All right, BBS, I got to have her back. Line 5, Aloha. 7 times. Will this be the last time? Aloha. What's going on, Aloha?
Aloha to both of you. I love you. I love you.
We love you.
Fun day today.
Oh, this is the Q train. It's all fun. It's all fun.
Still here? Anyone?
Yes, it's all fun. The Q train there's nowhere else to be but on the Q train on Saturdays.
Right on. Right on. I didn't know there was anybody listening.
Yes. I'm listening. We're all listening. We are all listening to you. You're the reason why we're here. You and Ra, you're the reason why we're here.
It's the other way around. You're the reason why we're here.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I guess that's true. That's true. So then that brings me to one of my questions. And I guess the question that one of the questions is, if this is your 7th mission, will this be the last?
I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
I'll come back another time in space when it's, that's a really tough one to answer because it's not linear. It's not the way. I'll be back, but it'll be different circumstances.
we really don't leave. We keep
just to play.
Yeah, we don't really leave. Just like you don't really. You can always come and go. I'd say it's a part of the dimension. You've created the universe. The multiverse is all. The minute you come in, you create the universe. So you can't really say you would leave. You would change participation, though, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can I ask? I'm not sure if I asked this correctly then. Mm-hmm. So you've been here many times to help us. Many times to help us. And so, you know, I know you mentioned that this was the 7th mission. are, so yeah, I guess that's what it was. Okay, so you said that, you may have said that if you said that this is a dream, it's just a dream, can we wake up from this dream, or can you explain it? Like, you know, we're here, I'm here, you know, and, you know, can we wake up from this dream and be somewhere else?
Well, did you go to, bed last night?
Yeah.
And were you awake while you were sleeping?
Yes.
Okay. So where were you?
I'm trying to be able to remember my dreams when I wake up. So where was I?
Uh-huh.
I guess I was wherever I was dreaming that I was at.
Okay. But isn't this the dream?
Yes, that's why I'm asking, can we wake up from it? Because are we kind of, like, stuck here?
All right.
Well, the more consciousness you gain, the more easy it is to wake up from it, so to speak, if you want to. Like we can leave these bodies by choice if we want to, and not in a suicidal way at all, in a way of just with consciousness decide to leave. Especially Q, I'm still like, even that's still, it's pretty, there's some big concepts here, really big concepts here.
I finally got her. I finally got Aloha. I got her nailed this time.
Most people can't. We can't do that yet. Like that's an advanced step. And you may want to, and then you may want to, I ask Q all the time, so you could just leave. Gosh, sometimes when it's just so crazy here, don't you just want to leave? Because it's that easy for him to just leave the body if he wants to. Most of us are still learning and or have no idea how to. So it's a really valid question. But the more consciousness we gain and the more we ascend, we would have that choice. But at the same time, we also would have the knowledge of why we came here in the first place and probably want to stick it out and fulfill our desire.
So. Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Is it? Well, it came at the last hour of the day. Some of us have been working all day. Okay, very good. It's absolutely brilliant for you to study yourself. I thank you so much for doing this for all of us, really examining yourself, Aloha. It fulfills me endlessly. Thank you. When I've done my best to put words to your question for many, many, many eons, you're here, and if you're stating and have a desire not to be here, is absolutely the real question. Why don't you want to be here? I thought we were creating life in the universe. Nothing more, nothing less. So I really want to be here as Aloha. No, I don't want to be here as Aloha is what I'm examining. So why do I not want to be here is actually what slows down our capacity, capabilities of making the region of our universe we're in more prominent for us or less prominent. Did that make sense?
Yes.
So if I really want to do something, use it in a simple task, I really want to go for a walk, I really don't want to go to work, those are a very good tool. I can't wait to dream to walk down the beach today. I hate going to work today is a tool we could maybe examine on how our lives would be more prominent and or the reality in the dimensions we create would be more sustainable. So if we keep desiring, this is one of the tools against us in many cases, if we keep desiring to get the hell out of here is actually a tool of propaganda to get us unstable here while we're still staying here. Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting little trick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Please keep going.
Okay. I'm glad you answered that because I like it when you tell us the trick so we'll recognize it and we won't fall for it.
Yeah, so the mermaid has, she's seen me physically and spiritually leave the planet multiple times, multiple different bodies. It's what you're doing too, but you're, say, more sustainable. You're holding more ground here. I don't prefer the word grounding or any of those woo-woo terms, but you really want to be you here is the dream state I'm doing my best to promote. That's what makes this space, regardless of this dimension, of this planet, you live through your core, it follows you. It will come into you, and it will invigorate and give voluptuous volume to all of your life. Thus, you won't feel like leaving anymore.
Okay, great. How do I get to... So then I can be able to get the Shangri-La.
I told you to can it and start selling this. Come on, let's get a drink made.
Well, okay, so... let's see. Well... I listened to Ra speaking one day, and she said she was, she kind of hinted that she did so well at creating. And when she looks at you, you're a super creator. And you provided all these tools for us. With the homesteading, we're getting a chance to be free on our land, and we won't have that worry. You're providing all of these things for us to help us. So how do you go about creating, how do you go about creating? I'll ask her first, unless you both want to answer at the same time.
You have to say more for me if you don't mind. I don't know how to answer.
Okay. You said you were great at manifesting, but manifesting. So like if there's something you want to achieve or accomplish that you were really good at manifesting, but when you look at him, he does it like it's nothing. And maybe can you translate for me, Q, because you know what I mean. Can you translate what I said?
How do I the word isn't right, but we'll use it. How do I like manifest or create what I want?
Because I talk to a lot of people, and a lot of people mm-hmm. are stuck with this little this and that are keeping them stuck. You know, they're stuck. They have like their day to day concerns. And I used to be good at creating. So you know, to get past that. By creating or manifesting, and then so you can just go beyond that. In addition to all the things that you're... Okay.
Perfect, yeah. Yeah, to go beyond that. It's so the old programming in our mind and our thoughts are the only thing that stop and slow down our dreams. I'll say our dreams instead of manifestations because it's really not... that word was manufactured too to make it sound like this mechanical thing we do with our mind. I'm this powerful manifester. We're not manipulating. We're doing the opposite. We're not manipulating outcomes at all with the mind. That's where a lot of the manifesting techniques are, actually of the dark or of just confusion. So just dreaming through the heart center, just dreaming the way we naturally do. We all daydream and we all like dream about things that we just like, just love, just daydreaming like a child, basically. But then just give more and more attention on the dream that you're really desiring or wanting in your life. And it shows up when the fears go away. So that would be stuff most people are working on, I think, from all our calls. How the mind gets in the way with fears and doubts would be the only thing slowing down a person's creation. I don't know if I'm answering directly, but that's what I got.
Thank you. And you mentioned that he was even better at doing it than you were.
Yeah, so, he won't think at all. It just Keister is a different little different from everybody
else. In what way?
He honestly is not from here. So me and him have come in here in different ways. I've come in here in a way to be, how do I explain it? I'm more here. I'm more anchored here as the current humans are. So I've had to go through everything you guys have. And he'll say he has too, but it's still different because he's not really from here and never was. Like, he saw the truth his whole life. He's always known stuff most of us wouldn't have picked up on. He really does things differently, and it's been a huge it's just been a huge lesson to even live with someone that lives so authentically. I don't even know where to begin. I should write a book on it because you guys would be fascinated on how it really works. He walks the talk with everything he says, I can honestly say that, where there's no fear of any outcome. He has no fear of the outcome of not following rules that aren't, or things that aren't right to him, and just only dreams forward. And so, of course, it all appears because he's just dreaming forward with his heart and there's, like, nothing else.
Thank you.
Right?
So that means everybody, we just found out how to do it. She just told us how to do it. And well, I thank you so much. If you don't have anything else for me, I know that I would love to hear other questions from others, so I can stay or call back next time.
Yes, please call back. We love it. Thank you so much.
It's such a thrill. Never stop. Thank you.
Mahalo.
Mahalo, love you. Bye.
All right, let's see. How are we going to beat that one?
No. She gets me talking because I'm so, I am shy, and then she'll get me going.
Well, let's do something. Let's do something entertaining for you. BBS, do in line 6, Golden Elixir from Janice. Janice, are you there? Golden Elixir.
Ooh. Sounds exciting.
Hi, Q.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you cold from Australia?
Hello, Nathan. Yes. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Wow. Oh, I'm so honored to connect with you.
Aww.
Very nice to connect with you.
Me too.
Please, what is your question today? We love you very much.
We have another internal healer besides Nano Somo. We have our golden elixir, our urine, also known as Shivambu. It has been known for thousands of years, and there's so much studies done that's hidden from us. And it's our own antibiotic. It's our own vaccine. It's an elixir. And also, it can become gold dust.
Very familiar with this. Yes, I'm very familiar with this. Now, how do you get it through the airport?
Well, it's in your body. It's inside.
Exactly. So how is it that you get it through the airport?
Well, you just take a little glass jar with you.
I'm trying to be funny here. The Australian government is very good at indoctrinating scanning machines to remove your natural elixation process. So when you go get your retina scanned at the airport and you go through the terminals, I'm asking everyone, why do you guys have all these new machines? And I'm in full support of your elixir. But it looks like your country is scanning your products, you and your molecular makeup, so it stifles you in some respects. How would we distribute Golden Elixir and or teach it through communication instead of distribution?
Yes, because we have been brainwashed to believe that it's a waste product when it is not a waste product. And the other thing is not to fly and go through scanners, I guess, or have X-rays and things.
Yes, thank you for your call. Beautiful call. Thank you, BBS. So most of us are able to recalibrate. I'm making a little flip on the statement there. This is a very beautiful call for me. But if we continually go through imaging machines, have our retina scanned, Australia is outstanding at poisoning you when you travel there. Under the guise that we're protecting you from the shoe bomber, et cetera, et cetera. So a very, very scary place to live when you're promoting that there's fake vaccines, et cetera. I sure was appreciated, and a lot of work to do there yet. But this is true. The Aboriginals know this truth, too. There are several plants in Australia. Not that that's their origination, but they're the easiest to find, that you can go through the enlightening process in one leaf. And that's been hidden from the Australian government's hidden it from you in most cases, or their science. So there's a lot of opportunity down there, but you have a very, very robust defense system there. Okay, let's see if we can get one more in.
To get it distributed to everyone, you mean?
Correct. Yeah. The knowledge being the prominent. I owe this one in. Let's see how many we got now. Carrie from Oregon. Carrie is on line three, Legacy Partners. Carrie, is that the Carrie from Oregon on line three?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Thank you for calling in again. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for taking the call, and so nice to feel both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What are you playing with today?
Legacy Partners.
Ew.
Twin Flames, you guys promised us that you would tell us more about Twin Flames, Legacy Partners. I like to call it Legacy Playmate. And so anything you'd like to share, we don't have much time, so I do have a lot of questions that our PlayPlace community have shared with me. So maybe I can call back another time for those. So anything that the two of you can share to further enlighten us on what we can look forward to when we connect with our Legacy Playmate.
Oh, that's beautiful. I think from what I've heard from others as well, or what I've seen and felt and experienced, because we're in such a dense place, when we had less consciousness, even just a few years ago for some of us, before we started growing, we wouldn't be able to find each other at all, because we just weren't living through our heart knowledge center at all. We would just go for appearances and like a little checklist of personality traits, just so shallow, nothing to do with just truly adoring. It's like adoration, like you have for your newborn baby, you know, but for some reason we lose that over time. And then we just start judging other adults for all these pretty much surface and physical traits, not really truly loving, or even have the, it's no one's fault at that stage, because they don't have the capacity to love themselves, let alone find their true mate and see that reflection in somebody. But now, as you probably know, everyone's changing and growing, and I think now people will know, because it'll just startle them. They'll have this insanely unconditional love for someone where they feel like they would die for them. And you wouldn't just say that about anyone. It's a true unconditional love coming.
And they look like a frog, don't they?
And they'll be different. There'll be nothing probably that the person ever thought they could, like, be totally different. From different sides of the world, different races, different ages, all sorts of stuff, you know, and they'll go, of course, this is like true, true love. This isn't my checklist from when I was 18.
All right, I'm getting the gaff, Carrie, but...
We don't have enough time. I will speak more about it, because that's just obviously the tip of the iceberg.
Thanks, Carrie. I appreciate all the publications you guys have sent in. I love them all, and they fuel me all the time. And we'll give this
Wonderful.
Justice. We'll work on this too. We just don't get these calls all the time. I need to be led and steered what you want to know, because it's deep. Thank you for your call today. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you, PRQ team. Thank you, For the People. Space. Thank you, Mermaid. You all have a beautiful day.
Love to you all. Bye-bye.